No, them not care about us. Why men can't jump, but at least they can run. Both these chains have to put hands up. They can never see the kingdom coming. You wanna see us all amount to nothing. I can see your face, see the light in your eyes. I can see the change, feel the heat of the fire. If you can feel the pain, then you know you're alive. Both feet on the line. By any means, I will fight. For you, no, no. By any means, I will fight.
For you,
by any means, I will fight.
For you,
by any means, I will
fight. For you, for you.
I've spent too many days in my head now. Did you think we would forget how? Too many destinies, too many sentences read now, see all this pain in the headlines. But I have cried for the last time. But no, what happened, see, you would be blind if it was just an eye for an eye. And what if we change the world? We rise from the flames, the victor. It's far from a perfect picture. I know it's sinful, but we are human. Would you be grateful if you took my place? Say my name.
Say my name.
There is redemption in the steps we take. Say one life and I'm gonna use it. Innocent till I'm proven. One less chance and you blew it. One less dance in the ruins. So much hate in your movements. Told me I couldn't prove it. One last prayer for the sinners. You wanna learn what you witnessed. I can see your face, see the light. See the change through the heat of the fire. If you can feel the pain, then you know you're alive. Both feet on the line. By any means, I will fight. Oh no, by any means, I will fight. No, by any means, I will fight.
For you, for you.
By any means, I will fight. I've spent too many days in my head now. Did you think we would forget how? Too many destinies, too many sentences read now, see all this pain in the headlines. But I have cried for the last time. But no, what happened, see, you would be blind if it was just an eye for an eye.
My dear fellow clergymen, while confined here in the Birmingham City Jail, I came across your recent statement calling my present activities unwise and untimely. Seldom do I pause to answer such criticism of my work and ideas, but since I feel that you are men of genuine goodwill and that your criticisms are sincerely set forth, I want to try to answer your statements in what I hope will be patient and reasonable terms. I think I should indicate why I am here in Birmingham, since you have been influenced by the view which argues against outsiders coming in. I have the honor of serving as president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, an organization operating in every southern state with headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. Several months ago, the affiliate here in Birmingham asked us to be on call to engage in a nonviolent direct action program if such were deemed necessary. We readily consented, and when the hour came, we lived up to our promise. But more basically, I'm in Birmingham because injustice is here. Moreover, I am cognizant of the interrelatedness of all communities and states. I cannot sit idly by in Atlanta and not be concerned about what happens in Birmingham. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of community, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. Never again can we afford to live with the narrow, provincial, outside agitator idea. Anyone who lives inside the United States can never be considered an outsider anywhere within its bounds. You deplore the demonstrations taking place in Birmingham, but your statement, I am sorry to say, fails to express a similar concern for the conditions that brought about the demonstrations. I am sure that none of you would want to rest content with the superficial kind of social analysis that deals merely with effects and does not grapple with underlying causes. It is unfortunate that demonstrations are taking place in Birmingham, But it is even more unfortunate that the city's white power structure left the Negro community with no alternative. In any nonviolent campaign, there are four basic steps: collection of facts to determine whether injustices exist, negotiations, self-purification, and direct action. We have gone through all these steps in Birmingham. There can be no gainsaying the fact that racial injustice engulfs this community. Birmingham is probably the most thoroughly segregated city in the United States. Its ugly record of brutality is widely known. Negroes have experienced grossly unjust treatment in the courts. There have been more unsolved bombings of Negro homes and churches in Birmingham than in any other city in the nation. These are the hard, brutal facts of the case. On the basis of these conditions, Negro leaders sought to negotiate with the city fathers, but the latter consistently refused to engage in good faith negotiation. Then last September came the opportunity to talk with leaders of Birmingham's economic community. In the course of the negotiations, certain promises were made by the merchants. For example, to remove the store's humiliating racial signs. On the basis of these promises, the Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth and the leaders of the Alabama Christian Movement for Human Rights agreed to a moratorium on all demonstrations. As the weeks and months went by, we realized that we were victims of a broken promise. A few signs, briefly removed, returned. The others remained. As in so many past experiences, our hopes had been blasted and the shadow of deep disappointment settled upon us. We had no alternative except to prepare for direct action, whereby we would present our very bodies as a means of laying our case before the conscience of the local and the national community. Mindful of the difficulties involved, we decided to undertake a process of self-purification. We began a series of workshops on nonviolence, and we repeatedly asked ourselves, "Are you able to accept blows without retaliating? Are you able to endure the ordeal of jail?" You might well ask, why direct action? Why sit-ins, marches, and so forth? Isn't negotiation a better path? You are quite right in calling for negotiation. Indeed, this is the very purpose of direct action. Nonviolent direct action seeks to create such a crisis and foster such a tension that a community which has constantly refused to negotiate is forced to confront the issue. It seeks so to dramatize the issue that it can no longer be ignored. My citing the creation of tension as part of the work of the nonviolent resistor may sound rather shocking, but I must confess that I am not afraid of the word tension. I have earnestly opposed violent tension, but there is a type of constructive, nonviolent tension which is necessary for growth. Just as Socrates felt that it was necessary to create a tension in the mind so that individuals could rise from the bondage of myths and half-truths to the unfettered realm of creative analysis and objective appraisal, so must we see the need for nonviolent gadflies to create the kind of tension in society that will help men rise from the dark depths of prejudice and racism to the majestic heights of understanding and brotherhood. The purpose of our direct action is to create a situation so crisis-packed that it will inevitably open the door to negotiation. I therefore concur with you in your call for negotiation. Too long has our beloved Southland been bogged down in a tragic effort to live in monologue rather than dialogue. One of the basic points in your statement is that the action that I and my associates have taken in Birmingham is untimely. My friends, I must say to you that we have not made a single gain in civil rights without determined legal and nonviolent pressure. Lamentably, it is an historical fact that privileged groups seldom give up their privileges voluntarily. Individuals may see the moral light and voluntarily give up their unjust posture, but as Reinhold Niebuhr has reminded us, groups tend to be more immoral than individuals. We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. Frankly, I have yet to engage in a direct action campaign that was well-timed in the view of those who have not suffered unduly from the disease of segregation. For years now, I have heard the word wait. It rings in the ear of every Negro with piercing familiarity. this wait has almost always meant never. We must come to see with one of our distinguished jurists that justice too long delayed is justice denied. We have waited for more than 340 years for our constitutional and God-given rights. The nations of Asia and Africa are moving with jet-like speed towards gaining political independence, but we still creep at horse and buggy pace towards gaining a cup of coffee at a lunch counter. Perhaps it is easy for those who have never felt the stinging darts of segregation to say wait. But when you have seen vicious mobs lynch your mothers and fathers at will and drown your sisters and brothers at whim, when you have seen hate-filled policemen curse, kick, and even kill your black brothers and sisters, when you see the vast majority of your 20 million Negro brothers smoldering in an airtight cage of poverty in the midst of an affluent society, when you suddenly find your tongue twisted and your speech stammering as you seek to explain to your six-year-old daughter why she can't go to the public amusement park that has just been advertised on television, and see tears welling up in her eyes when she is told that Funtown is closed to colored children, and see ominous clouds of inferiority beginning to form in her little mental sky, and see her beginning to distort her personality by developing an unconscious bitterness towards white people, when you have to concoct an answer for a five-year-old son who is asking, "Daddy, why do white people treat colored people so mean?" When you take a cross-country drive and find it necessary to sleep night after night in the uncomfortable corners of your automobile because no motel will accept you. When you are humiliated day in and day out by nagging signs reading white and colored. When you are harried by day and haunted by night by the fact that you are a Negro living constantly at tiptoe stance, never quite knowing what to expect next, and are plagued with inner fears and outward resentments. When you are forever fighting a degenerating sense of nobodiness, then you will understand why we find it difficult to wait. There comes a time when the cup of endurance runs over and men are no longer willing to be plunged into the abyss of despair. I hope, sirs, you can understand our legitimate and unavoidable impatience.
Yeah. Talib Kweli, you know what it is. Come on.
First name, disturbed by the fame, just like Kurt Cobain. Breath of life, kiss of death, my lips pursed the same. You flirt till she came, nothing hurt like the pain and torture. Thought it's up to dust, looking for a thing. Something you take in vain, like the war's name. Put your hands together, got a more saying. Settle more metal for beef that we don't let the war settle. I try to navigate the treacherous waters of America's ghettos that set up the slaughter us. But there's more of us, yeah. Although we speak in different languages, we all pretty familiar, but we're anger bridge, younger dangerous, tricks, stranglers, get up on some gangster shit, guns to bang it with, and we put it on records to entertain you with. Our growing pains are way deeper than my seekers. Our uniforms is white, sneakers and white t-shirts, on top of white beaters, we like the light reefers. The hood need us, but rappers just ain't the right leaders. I put a lot into it, this is my product, and I gotta move it. Stop the industry, but you can't stop the music.
To them. a stockbroker, shoot his kid and throw himself in front of the train. A mother leave a baby home for 2 weeks all by himself. 2 years old, eating ketchup and mustard, crying for help. Trying to bring his struggle to life. The label want a song about a bubbly life. I have trouble trying to write some shit to bang in the club through the night. When people suffer tonight, Lord knows I try. Rubble for a suitable hustle. Some people using the noodles, some people using the muscle. Some people put it all together, make it fit like a puzzle. Come on, say it now. Life is a beautiful struggle. People search through the rubble for a suitable hustle. Some people using the noodles, some people using the muscle. Some people put it all together, yeah.
And this is a very special night because it is the last night that we're honoring the 2015 New York City Youth Poet Laureate, Crystal Valentine. Give it up for Crystal Valentine.
So I'm going to be doing my voter's poem. Maybe we're just waiting for the locusts to come. Maybe we're waiting for the whole world to set fire, for God to finally cleanse this melting pot, for a pure human race to rise from the ashes, because obviously the stakes aren't high enough. Obviously college debt isn't high enough, and increased MetroCard fares aren't high enough, and high school dropout rates aren't high enough. Obviously President Obama's signature on the $8.7 billion food stamp cut isn't enough. And America's attempt to exile an entire continent isn't enough. And people being beheaded on national television just isn't enough. Maybe we're waiting for something ridiculous to happen. Like Miley Cyrus becoming the first female president. Like racism being diagnosed as a mental illness. Like police sirens becoming our new national anthem. Obviously, we're waiting for something deadlier than rape culture and police brutality to split this world in half. Maybe politics aren't Armageddon enough for us, aren't spark enough for us, aren't call to action enough for us. This is a call to action, to rally, to revolt. And I know it's hard living in a society where we attend more funerals than birthday parties. And I know you think you're just another flame in an uncontainable inferno. And what does a flame know of voting anyway? And what's a vote to a burning democracy? And I think I just saw the rapture coming. And I know you think Obama be just another god that has forsaken us. Just know, calling any man a god is the true Armageddon. Just know, your refusal to vote is the true Armageddon, so vote. Because when Armageddon does happen, it will look nothing like this.
Yo quisiera estar todo el tiempo in the orbita. Me gustaría ser como una butterfly y con mis eyes mirarte desde el sky y decirte hi o decirte goodbye, but the world is waking up, occupy.
A las indignadas e indignados, dedicación. Especial respeto, movimiento de insurrección. Lo de arriba la ambición, el odio, la falsedad. Nosotras todas las fuerzas y nuestro amor de verdad. Ellos temen a los cambios que se les exige ya. Nuestra gente está en las calles, la lucha no parará. Rimando, rayando, rascando, brequeando. Culturas conectando, civiles protestando. Es la voz del silencio en este tiempo gritando. Es nuestra generación proponiendo, cambiando. Somos parte del embrujo que en todo el planeta arde. Conocemos lo que es nuestro, que pidan que Dios les guarde. Solo tienen su dinero y sus armas de cobarde. Y para recapacitar, ya se les hizo muy tarde.
Que tiemblen, que te empuje el de abajo y muy duro. Como bestias lucharemos por un mundo seguro. Opresor, date cuenta que esto es movimiento puro. Somos quienes trabajamos derribándote tu muro. Horizontalidad y organización.
Ellos son el abuso, nosotros revolución.
Horizontalidad y organización.
No habrá paz si no hay justicia y educación.
Horizontalidad y organización.
El futuro será de la equidad y la unión.
Horizontalidad y organización.
Coherencia colectiva es más que cualquier millón.
Mantenerse luchando, no claudicar, rugiendo lo que está mal hasta el final. Acelerar proceso, conjurar, cooperar, considerar, deliberar mejores maneras de amar. Engendrar para incubar, dar a luz un nuevo despertar, prosperar, relumbrar, sembrar, renacer para volar y comprender. ¡Ja! Que lo podemos lograr.
Horizontalidad y organización.
Ellos son el abuso, nosotros revolución.
Horizontalidad y organización.
No habrá paz si no hay justicia y educación.
Horizontalidad y organización.
El futuro será de la equidad y la unión.
Horizontalidad y organización.
Coherencia colectiva es más que cualquier millón.
En Chile, ja, San Francisco, Oakland, California, New York, Wall Street, en todos los países, revolución global.
Democracy is a process that you see. Transparency, accountability, advocacy, legitimacy, elections, free and fair, to cast a ballot, to care about the issues that move you. Let me give you a few. Education, safety, inclusion, peace, jobs without confusion. Each person is equal under the law. Persons with disabilities, ethnic and religious minorities, those at the margin, historically, physically, ethnically, politically marginalized. Meet with the decision makers, not the takers. Human rights put down grassroots. They organize, growing and flourishing. They nourish and humanize our hopes and dreams as a community. And democracy without institutions? Improbable. Without women, youth, and diversity? Impossible. In the absence and breakdown of these pillars, a breach happens between governments and people. A democracy, while so good, can become dark. With unions so fragile, it might break your heart to see poverty, disease, refugees, natural disasters, climate change, insecurities, war and ethnic conflict, terrorism, and violent extremism. There are 1.5 billion that live in conflict-affected countries, where children, women, and men go hungry, not just hungry for food. Hungry for political and economic opportunities because of deficits in government accountability, propelling the risk of instability and violence, like the cost of war in Yemen, Iraq, Syria, or citizens organizing for change, Ukraine, Guatemala, Tunisia. Meanwhile, disinformation wreaks havoc on the unknowing, glowing in our faces from our screens, relaying news is something more than it would seem to be. No, it is under the scenes. This is why a democracy must deliver, and not just a ballot every few years. It is every single day. You have the freedom to speak your mind, vote your way, without fear. Democracy connects communities and nations. It's not an export or an imposition, rather responds to hopes and aspirations supporting universal care. Because what happens in Moscow or Mogadishu doesn't stay there. Compromise and tolerance play important roles. Your sole interests don't drive you. You must meet in the middle, and by showing more than just a little respect, talk to your enemy, build a better life, together. And remember, no dictator, strongman, or kingmaker can ever match the power of your vote, your rights, your freedom, the power of you.
Let America be America again. Let it be the dream it used to be. Let it be the pioneer on the plane seeking a home where he himself is free. America never was America to me. Let America be the dream the dreamers dreamed. Let it be that great, strong land of love where never kings connive nor tyrants scheme that any man be crushed by one above. It never was America to me. Oh, let my land be a land where liberty is crowned with no false patriotic wreath, but opportunity is real and life is free. Equality is in the air we breathe. There's never been equality for me, nor freedom in this homeland of the free. Say, who are you who mumbles in the dark? And who are you that draws your veil across the stars? I am the poor white, fooled and pushed apart. I am the Negro bearing slavery scars. I am the red man driven from the land. I am the immigrant clutching the hope I seek and finding only the same old stupid plan of dog eat dog, of mighty crush the weak. I am the young man full of strength and hope, tangled in that ancient endless chain of profit, power, gain, of grab the land, of grab the gold, of grab the ways of satisfying need, of work the men, of take the pay, of owning everything for one's own greed. I am the farmer, bondsman to the soil. I am the worker, sold to the machine. I am the Negro, servant to you all. I am the people, humble, hungry, mean, hungry, yet today, despite the dream, beaten, yet today, oh pioneers, I'm the man who never got ahead, the poorest worker bartered through the years. Yet I'm the one who dreamt our basic dream in the old world while still a serf of kings, that dreamt a dream so strong, so brave, so true, that even now its mighty daring sings in every furrow turned, in every brick and stone that's made America the land it has become. For I'm the one who sailed those early seas in search of what I meant to be my home. I'm the one who left dark Ireland's shore and England's grassy lay and Poland's plain, and torn from Black Africa's strand I came to build a homeland of the free. The free? Who said the free? Not me, surely not me. The millions on relief today, the millions shot down when we strike, the millions who have nothing for our pay. For all the dreams we've dreamed and all the songs we have sung, for all the hopes we've held and all the flags we've hung. The millions who have nothing for our pay except a dream that's almost dead today. Oh, let America be America again. The dream that never has been yet and yet must be. The dream where every man is free. The land that's mine, the poor man's, Indians, Negroes, me. Who made America? Whose sweat and blood, whose faith and pain, whose hand at the foundry, whose plow in the rain must bring back our mighty dream again. Sure, call me any ugly name you choose. The steel of freedom does not stain. From those who live like leeches on the people's lives, we must bring back our land again, America. Oh yes, I say it plain. America never was America to me. And yet I swear this oath, America will be. Out of the wreck and ruin of our gangster death, the rape and rot and graft of stealth and lies, we the people must redeem the land, the plants, the mines, the rivers, the mountains, the endless plain, all stretch of these great green states, and make America again. Langston Hughes.
No es mi presidente, él no representa la voz de mi gente. Si está conmigo, pues digan presente. Y griten, no es mi presidente. No es mi presidente. Organizaremos el pueblo como siempre. Nuestro poder es como la corriente. Griten, no es mi presidente. No es mi presidente. Él no representa la voz de mi gente. Si está conmigo, pues digan presente. No es mi presidente, organizaremos el pueblo como siempre. Nuestro poder es como la corriente. Griten, no es mi presidente.
Mm-hmm. I found a light between the cracks.